Welcome back, Bristol Bay, on a gray and rainy Sunday evening. Hope you're staying reasonably warm out there. It's July 8th. I'm your host, Avery Lill. You're listening to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report right here on KDLG.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Coming up on tonight's show, we'll check out last night's opener in the Naknek River Special Harvest Area.
All you can see is corks. Everywhere, corks.
Harvests are still coming in large in the Nooshigak District. When is it the run going to tail off? Scott Rayborn with the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute has some thoughts. Also tonight, we'll get some suggestions on how to keep greenhorns busy.
So we made a list of stuff for him to do on Emil's boat. Wax bottom of boat so the boat can skid over sandbars.
Stay tuned. I'll be back in a moment.
Support for KDLG is made possible by generous support from the Bristol Bay Fishermen's Association, advocating for fishermen, online at bristolbayfishermen.org. Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing, serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
Time for a look at those numbers, starting with the Bristol Bay Run Summary in Ugashik. Yesterday, the catch there was 11,000 sockeye for a cumulative 410,000 this season. Daily escapement was 15,000 for a cumulative 93,000. The in-river estimate was 30,000, so the total run to Ugashik as of July 7th was 533,000. In Igigik, 108,000 caught yesterday, for a season cumulative harvest of 1.6 million, daily escapement 155,000, for a cumulative 989,000 escapement. In-river estimate was 30,000, so the total run to Ugashik as of yesterday was 2.6 million. In the Naknek Kwijak, 114,000 caught yesterday, for a cumulative harvest of 1.2 million sockeye. Daily escapement was 302,000, for a cumulative escapement in the district of 1.5 million. The in-river estimate was 300,000, so the total run to the district was 3 million as of yesterday. Breaking that down by river, the Alagnak River posted an escapement of 91,900 sockeye yesterday, for a cumulative 192,000 for the season. The Kwijak River posted an escapement of 160,000 sockeye, for a cumulative escapement of 422,000, in-river estimate, 300,000. The Naknek River posted escapement of 50,500 sockeye for a cumulative escapement of 920,000. The Nooshigak District hauled in 800,000 sockeye yesterday for a cumulative catch of 13.2 million this season. Daily escapement was 400,000 yesterday for a cumulative 5.2 million escapement in the district. Total run to the Nooshigak, 18.5 million. Breaking it down by river, past the Portage Creek sonar on the Nooshigak River, 1,000 Chinook made it up yesterday for a season total of 78,000. 40,000 sockeye made it past the sonar for a season cumulative escapement of 559,000. 23,000 chum made it past for a total escapement of 544,000 chum. The Wood River posted escapement of 14,500 fish yesterday for a season cumulative of 4.6 million sockeye. The Agushik Tower counted 16,000, rather, on the Wood River, it posted escapement yesterday of 342,000. It posted an escapement of 14,000 this morning before 6 a.m. Again, that season total is 4.6 million. The Agushik Tower counted 16,000 yesterday and another 3,000 before 6 a.m. this morning for a season total of 200,000 sockeye. The Togiak River Counting Tower saw 6,600 fish yesterday and another 714 sockeye this morning before 6 a.m. Total escapement since the tower began counting is 10,000 sockeye. Togiak saw a catch of 5,600 yesterday. That puts the cumulative catch at 51,600. Daily escapement, 6,666. Cumulative, 9,294 sockeye escapement this season. That puts the total run to Togiak at 60,000 sockeye. Across the bay in all five districts, 1 million fish were caught yesterday. Cumulative, 16.5 million sockeye harvest this season. Daily escapement yesterday was 880,000. The cumulative escapement across the bay at 7.8 million. In-river estimate, 360,000. So that puts the total run to all five districts at 24.8 million. Sockeye per drift delivery, Ugashik 126, Igigik 230, Naknek-Quijak 331, Nushigak 779, Togiak 125. Vessel registration, in Igigik there were 283 permits on 232 vessels, 51 D-boats. In 48 hours there will be 233 boats. In the Naknek-Quijak, 310 permits on 268 vessels, 43 D-boats, for a total of 280 vessels in 48 hours. In the Nushigak, 906 permits on 668 vessels, 237 D-boats, a few more vessels coming, in 48 hours, 701 vessels. Togiak, 37 permits on 37 boats, and those numbers will remain steady for 2 days. In Ugashik, 132 permits on 101 boats, 31 D-boats, 105 vessels in 48 hours. We've got Port Muller stock composition summaries, two of them, one for July 4th through 5th, and one for July 5th through the 6th. So let's start with the 4th through the 5th. Of those fish sampled, none were heading to the North Peninsula, 10% to Ugashik, 18% to Igigik, 11.6% to Naknek, 0.1% to the Alagnak, 14.4% to the Quijak, 23.3% to the Nushigak, 22.6% to the Wood, 0.2% to Igushik. That's for July 4th through 5th. For July 6th through 7th, those fish sampled, 3.9% were returning to the North Peninsula, 2.4% to Ugashik, 21.3% to Igigik, 11.5% to Naknek, 0.1% to the Alagnak, 18.9% to the Quijak, 18.7% to the Nushigak, 23.0% to the Wood, 0.2% to Igushik, 0.1% to Togiak, and none to the Kuskokwim. For the Port Muller daily catch numbers, yesterday only two stations were sampled before the Pandalus got weathered out. Those were stations 2 and 4. Station 2 on July 7th caught 2 sockeye in the 4.5-inch mesh, 1 in the 5 and an eighth. Station 4 caught 5 in the 4.5 and 5 in the 4, rather 5 in the 5 and an eighth. Today, the Pandalus did not fish because it was completely weathered out. Let's take a look at the Area M harvest summary. The daily harvest yesterday for Chinook was 2,300. 84,400 sockeye caught yesterday in Area M. 13,300 coho. 18,000 pink. 82,200 chum. That makes a total harvest of 200,600 salmon yesterday. The season total for Chinook taken, 8,500. Season total for sockeye, 1.2 million. The first scheduled fishing period for the post-June fishery for all gear types on the South Alaska Peninsula began 6 a.m. on Friday, June 6th. It ended at 3 p.m. today, it ended at 3 p.m. on Saturday, July 7th. That's it for your numbers. I'll be back in just a moment.
Support for KDLG comes from Alaska Eagle Eye, locally owned and operated with car, truck, tool, equipment, and adventure gear rentals at the King Salmon Airport. Committed to getting you on your way in Bristol Bay. Reservations at 246-CARS.
Support for KDLG comes from Nomar in Homer, Alaska, working year-round to make gear for Alaska fishermen and offering brailer and slush bags for the fishing season. Information at nomaralaska.com or 1-800-478-8364.
Hundreds of people gathered at the mouth of the Naknek River last night for a front row seat to the chaos that was the drift opener for the Naknek Special Harvest Area. Boats of all shapes and sizes rushed to the line to cast their nets and hopefully catch some sockeye mere feet away from the beach.
You could light that guy's cigarette right there on the bow of that boat if you had to.
Bumper Metcalf was one of the spectators who turned out to enjoy a beer while he watched the mob of boats try to navigate the scrum.
All you can see is corks everywhere, corks. Just corks and buoys flying, and they're right here at the edge of the water. But the fishing game skiff is buzzing across the line, back and forth, making sure everyone's legal.
Last night was the first drift net opener set in the Naknek River, but it won't be the last. Another one is set for tonight at 9 p.m. Set netters won't be left out of the fun, though. They'll head into the river on Monday at 8 a.m. for a 7.5-hour commercial opening. Now let's take a deeper dive with the Port Mueller numbers. Dr. Scott Rayborn with the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute takes the lead on interpreting the data coming out of the test fishery. He sent an email yesterday afternoon about the most recent numbers and what they could mean. It's technical, but it's interesting, so here it goes. Recent stock compositions estimates for July 2nd through 3rd from the Port Mueller indicate that Ikagik and Naknek Quijack districts continue to build at the test fishery, while the Nooshigak Wood District remains steady and strong. The July 4th and 5th stock composition estimates combined with a drop in the overall index shows these three districts ticking downward and Ugashik building at Port Mueller for these 2 days. These stock-specific projections of catch and escapement added together indicate that the run should build inshore through about July 12th before tapering on July 13th and 14th. We expect the daily catch and escapement will bounce around these daily projections, but if on average it is correct, then the total run would be 47 million by July 14th. We'll need to know what the remainder of the test fishing indices look like to see how big the tail may be beyond July 14th. We can only predict the catch and escapement that is between Port Mueller and the inshore districts. Comparing past run catch and escapement through July 6th to this year's shows that the run is either on time and 35,000 through 40, or rather 35 million through 45 million, unlikely, or 2 days late and greater than 45 million. Catches at Port Mueller indicate the run is at least 1 day late and likely later, which would put the average day of return inshore no sooner than July 6th. Through July 6th, inshore catch and escapement was 24 million. Doubling the value would give the forecasted total run 48 million. The forecast is mostly a minimum estimate. Even if Port Mueller drops off suddenly in the next 3 days, the run is likely no less than 50 to 55 million. And that's where we'll stop with the email. So some takeaways. The overall preseason forecast to Bristol Bay was 51.3 million. In-season data is showing the run will come in likely between 50 and 55 million. Run timing is likely at least 1 day late this year. The run should build inshore through July 12th and begin tapering July 13th and 14th. Togiak is typically the last of Bristol Bay's five districts to hit its stride. Fishing has begun there, but according to at least one fisherman, it's casual so far. I caught up with Bill Sanchez, skipper of the fishing vessel Blossom D, on Friday.
You know, we got a late run. We don't peak over here till middle of July or towards the end. You know, it's been all over the place the last 5 years. About normal.
And what about the fish that you're catching?
Ooh, right now the reds are small and normal, gigantic, you know, dogs.
And are you seeing a lot of dogs?
Yeah, come to think of it, they're better than last year, so 35 cents.
Yeah, can't argue with that. And what's the energy over there? Are people getting their nets in the water by now, or what are most folks doing?
Yeah, everybody's kind of, you know, going at it. And with the wind we had the other day, there's just not enough fish for people to get too enthusiastic and go out and beat yourself up for mainly dogs. So, but everybody's it's looking good. Copper River's over here dialing out some high price, and Toyak fish is going full swing. So we're looking good here. I fish for Toyak fish, mainly. I heard the ball over a buck and a half, maybe. I don't know, buck and a quarter.
Gotcha.
Something like that.
And is that with quality bonuses?
Oh, yeah. Ice and bled and, you know, handled well.
And what's the ice situation for you guys? Are you guys getting enough?
Yeah, BBDC put in an ice machine quite a few years ago, and yeah, it's ample for everybody that needs it.
Good deal. Well, thanks so much for doing a quick update with me. It's always nice to get some eyes and ears in places where we can't always be. And now for an entry from the Young Fisherman's Almanac. This one comes from Michael Schengen from Port Hyden. It's called Don't Leave Your Crew With Me. Zoe Sobel from Unalaska reads the essay for us.
Ugh, greenhorn shenanigans. Here's one. My good friend John and I were in our early 20s and full of mischief as we could ever be. No surprise, but we were angels in our mother's eyes. Our friend Emil had a crew member, Richard, flying in one day. It was the start of preparations for the Bristol Bay salmon season, and Emil was going on a day trip kingfishing to fill the smokehouse. Richard had just graduated from high school, 18 years old, never been commercial fishing a day in his life. Emil tells John and I to pick him up from the airport because he'd be gone all day. We asked, "What do you want us to do with him?" Emil says, "Just keep him busy." Ugh. What a mistake. So here's where it all started. John and I were busy on our own boat doing projects and didn't have time to babysit some greenhorn kid that would be asking questions all day. So we made a list of stuff for him to do on Emil's boat. The list of shenanigans. Pledge buoys so they don't squeak when we tie to other boats. Wax bottom of boat so the boat can skid over sandbars. We provided car wax. Put condoms over mast lights. They have a shot in the wiring, we said, and I can't figure them out, so put the condoms over the glass and black tape them to the mast pole. Condoms were taped to the list. Go to the store and get some prop wash and shoreline and clean the prop. It makes the boat go faster. The store clerk gave him joy soap and an SOS pad and cotton clothesline. The list went on, but we stopped Richard from finishing because we couldn't get over that the kid was actually doing all of this. So we said, show Emil the list when he gets back and tell him what you did and didn't do. And of course, he did. When Emil returned, we were all gathered around the family dinner table. Emil asked Richard, so what did you do since you got in? Richard brought the list to Emil and showed him. Emil looked up and Richard said, who gave you this list? Richard points at John and I. Emil looks at us, you, he said, and we all burst out laughing. Poor Richard had no idea that the list was just shenanigans, but he ended up being a real trooper, the greenhorn that never gave up. Even green in the face and puking, he still picked fish like a champ, and Emil never asked us to keep his crew busy again. Richard ended up joining the Marines after that season. Richard, if you ever read this, you're a champ, bud, and thanks for serving our country.
Before we wrap up, some messages to the fleet. This one's from Lyle Morse. I would like to take a moment to wish Lori Cockrell and her family in Naknek a safe and prosperous fishing season there on the beach, and do hope the tides turn in your favor so that you, as well as all the other fishermen, all will have a prosperous season. Thinking of you in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Then a birthday shout out. Happy birthday, Bondo. Kauai loves and misses you. wishing you the luckiest year from your sisters, nieces, nephews, dogs, friends, Ohana, and your mama. And now we've made it to the part of the show where I give you a logic puzzle to ponder as you pick fish, fix your boat, or generally spend your Sunday however you are choosing. Here's the scene, in case you missed the last few. You're on an island. It's full of knights and knaves. Knights always tell the truth, knaves always lie. In yesterday's puzzle, you came to a fork in the road with one person standing in front of each path. You knew one of them was a knight and the other was a knave, but you didn't know which was which. You also knew that one path led to freedom and the other to certain death. You could ask one question of one man. What question did you ask to determine the path to freedom? Now, it would have been pretty simple to figure out which one was a knight and which one was a knave. Just ask a question with an obvious true or false answer, like, do both paths lead to freedom? But then you would have spent your one question, and just because you knew which man was a knight and which was a knave, it wouldn't have told you which path was safe. So, the answer was to ask, if I were to ask you, does the path lead to freedom, would you say yes? For the sake of time, I'll leave you to puzzle out how that works, but believe me, it does. So again, the answer was to ask the person, what would they say if you were to ask them if their path led to freedom? Now a new riddle, which also appears in the magazine Popular Mechanics. Three knights. Let's call them Sam, Bill, and Neil. Sam says, at least one of the following is true, that Neil is a knave or I am a knight. Bill says, Sam could claim that I am a knave. Neil says neither Sam nor Bill are knights. What are they? One more time. Sam says at least one of the following is true, that Neil is a knave or that I am a knight. Bill says Sam could claim that I am a knave. Neil says neither Sam nor Bill are knights. What are they? Check back in tomorrow for the answer. Last up, the marine weather forecast. A small craft advisory is in effect for Bristol Bay through Monday, as winds and rough seas stick around for the week. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 10 with rain. Monday, south winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. Monday night, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 6. Tuesday, west winds 25 knots, seas 8. That's it for Sunday's show. Don't forget to send your messages in to the fleet. My email is avery@kdlg.org. You can also call the station at 907-842-5281. Thanks to everyone sending feedback on the show. We love hearing what you enjoy and what we can be including to make the show more helpful and informative. I'm Avery Lill. Tune in tomorrow evening at 6 for the next Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Stay as warm as you can in that wind and rain. Good luck. And good fishing.